Immigrant services organizations in Philadelphia say it's becoming increasingly difficult to find enough lawyers to represent unaccompanied children arriving from Central America. WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports they're reaching out to Philadelphia's legal community to help the kids at the center of a growing political debate.
90% of unaccompanied minors who enter the country illegally and don't have a lawyer in immigration court are ordered deported. With an attorney, more than 40% get to stay in the U.S. But it's become more difficult to find enough pro bono lawyers to handle these cases in the Philadelphia area. Liz Yeager works at Highest Pennsylvania, a nonprofit immigration services organization.
We used to see maybe 5 to 10 of these cases a year, and now we're getting calls, 10, 15, 20 people a month calling our office asking for services.
The numbers began growing in 2011, but spiked this year. Under federal law, the kids usually stay with family or foster parents while they go through the immigration courts. Many tell Yeager they left after they were told to join a gang or become a gang member's girlfriend. At this point, there are more gang members in El Salvador than there are police, says Nicole Boehner. She's one of the authors of this year's UN Human Rights Commission report, which documents why these children left home.
About 48% of the children spoke about violence in their communities, mostly related to gangs and sometimes drug cartels. 21% of the children we interviewed spoke about abuse in their homes, whether it be physical or emotional or sexual abuse. And some of those children spoke of both, which is very troubling.
Immigration attorneys also want to push to keep the current legal process in place. One proposal in Congress would require children to go before an immigration judge within 7 days. The lawyers say that would make it impossible to prepare a defense. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.